Well, hello, my name is Sean Ross. I'm here, I'm the maker of the Pharaoh Show. I'm here to tell you and to tell you goodbye. Because on May 30th, on May 30, 2030 in the evening, I got arrested by a anti-terrorist squad by the Swiss police, a masked man. It was a real rendition. They put a bandage over my eyes, three guns on my head, handcuffs, foot cuffs, and yeah, so I, you know, they only for putting my videos on YouTube. Since then, I got massive threats of the Swiss police and the, well, I've been having them for years now, but now it's getting really worse. Massive death threats of the Justice Department and the Swiss police. Whenever I contact, I communicate on the internet, on the YouTube again, I will end up like Wolfgang Umfogel, the Austrian guy that sold information about the banks to Germany. And, well, he got assassinated in 2 weeks only in a Swiss prison. So I got massive death threats, you know, by these Swiss criminals. There are no human rights at all here in Switzerland. My son, 10 years ago, he got abducted. He got kidnapped. I never seen him again by the Swiss authorities. I don't know how he is, if he's still alive, nothing. Yeah. Okay, so I just say goodbye and all the best. And I really think humanity is ending up in total slavery. And humanity is too stupid to organize. I will just end it with the two. I will leave you with two other thoughts. First of all, democracy. How did it start? Well, in the Middle Ages, there were kings, and before, and they were all pharaohs or descendants of the pharaohs, all Tsar. And these Tsar, there were more and more of them, and they all wanted to be kings. But there wasn't enough place for all these kings. So war started off, you know, and all these Tsar, you know, they started a little, like, you know, a little kingdom for themselves. And, well, so there were lots of little kingdoms all over in Europe. And they were wars for hundreds or thousands of years between them, and of course, they didn't risk their lives. Only normal Europeans, they risked their lives and died. So, and then they came together like in a pre-Bilderberg meeting. It already existed then under another name. They always change names over history, through history. And they came together and said, well, we can't go on like that, because we're destroying everything. We can't build up the new world order. So we have to come up with a new system. And then they found a new system. Anybody, all pharaohs can be king for 4 years. And this is how democracy started off, actually. And then they voted and they said, well, who's gonna vote for us? I mean, we can't. It's, you know, we all know it, and there's nobody who's impartial. We need somebody impartial. And then they cynically came up with a brilliant idea, and said, "Well, we have this stupid people, these stupid animals, the Europeans. We'll have them vote." And the people, the demos, so the democracy. Which means the people is ruling, and this is how democracy started. The second thing I leave you with is nowadays, if you're a father, you don't have any more rights. I mean, children belong to the state. They can take them away, they can do with them what they want in order to make a garden gnome of them. They don't want any fathers to say, well, listen, son, life is about this and this and it's like that. Be careful with this, you know. And this is the old pharaonic idea of the Sisters of Isis, which is already completely here in Switzerland, you know, which means the Sisters of Isis, of course. Especially if you're a foreigner and you have a child with a Swiss woman, well, you should forget about the boy or your child. Isis, this is why in all churches you see IHS, which means Isis, Horus and Seth. And Isis, the witch, she wanted to create man new from scratch. You know, like how make a dog out of a wolf. I mean, you have to raise it from puppy. So with this in respect, Isis, she had her man, Osiris, being killed by his brother, Seth. Well, he wasn't his real brother, but just the symbolic of that man should be brothers in order to prevent all these wars. Because the settings of all these wars, the First World War, the Second World War, and all these, the idea behind it was that the witches could execute the idea of Isis. That means to raise man not after the image of God, but after the image of the witches. Yeah. So Osiris was dead, and she went alone. She hid at the Nile River, and she gave birth to a child, and his name was Horus. And she could raise him from scratch together with the other witches. And this is what it means, IHS, and this is the idea about behind the general slavery in which we are living. I mean, it's much easier to rule women, you know, you just pretend they have all the power, than it is easy to rule over a pack of intelligent men. Yeah, and I really believe now, I mean, I think humanity is lost. Humanity will end up in total slavery. We already are in total slavery, and nobody can organize. Humanity are just a bunch of sheeple. It's just a lost case, and I tried my best to show you things, and but the terror is too big, and I'm forced to stop now. I wish you all the best, and yeah, that was it. Bye.